Welcome to Jamaica's Promise High School Edition, where we highlight positive developments at the secondary level. On this week's program, we visit Geyserhill High School. Stay tuned. Geyserhill High School has a vibrant computer program, offering gaming and animation at the CAPE level, information technology grades 7 to 11, and through the Career Advancement Program CAP. Head of the Business and IT Department, Devon Graham, says the programs are in high demand, but space is a challenge.
We have two e-learning labs, which not all the computers are working. They are old. We have outgrown those two labs by far. The day school alone, we have a lot of clashes where we can't adequately prepare the students where the practical exercises are concerned.
As part of the solution to the space and equipment challenge, Geyserhill High recently opened its new media center.
The media center is a work in progress. Presently, we have set up the room, which is our old computer room, to accommodate 40 desktop computers. We have a projector and some printers, but basically the persons who donated these equipment, they are working on getting some other equipment which will really make it into a true media center. So the dream is not realized fully as yet.
The school has a pilot program using its media center for e-testing of examinations. This is to expose students to the process of e-testing.
We are piloting an e-tested exam where we use Excel to do our multiple choice exams. And we need the computers to do those e-testing on in order to prepare, sort of expose our students to e-testing, doing exams on the computer, because that's the way CXC is going and other institutions as well. So we are far outgrown the few computers we had. As a matter of fact, we want more labs.
Student Rosemary White shares her thoughts on the new media center.
Normally when we have IT classes, our classes clash with other students' classes. So now that we have a new computer lab or a new media center, we'll use the media center instead of trying to switch with the students so that we could use a lab. Now we can use the media center for our class. Well, what most I like about it is we are planning to start a computer club. I will be a part of that computer club because students could come, they would understand how to use a computer because not most students are technologically savvy. They would also know how to repair a computer. So in future, they'll be able to use their knowledge of our computer club in order to assist them. They could even start a business in the future.
Ajay Treasure, also a student at Geyserhill High, says the media center is now much more comfortable, adding that he spends a good deal of time there doing research and SBAs.
What we do in there, we do like researches such as help us getting prepared for like exam or with our SBAs and other things to start and like programming, and that is very important.
Mr. Graham says he has big plans to expand the program further. He says the media center can generate revenue for the school, as well as facilitate new forms of learning.
Another aspect of the media center that I would love is that we have other equipment which is out of the box, like a plotter where we can generate income, make banners, posters for both community, which it would be a revenue arm of the school as well. We can have virtual classes. Someone could be at another school teaching class and we are participating in that class.
Head of the Business and IT Department, Geyserhill High School, Devon Graham. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. And if you know of an interesting program or activity at a high school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on Jazz Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. On behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Andre Palmer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.